AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Welcome into the show today. I want to thank you for tuning in to the radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me today, or you can sit back and relax with your caramel macchiato or whatever your favorite kind of chill drink is and enjoy the ride. Of course, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me directly at emailing me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Boy Igloo Zebra. On the edge at businessontheedge.biz, or you can call 1-888-MySBC30, 1-888-MySBC30. So like I said, welcome into the show today. I'm really looking forward to having a little powwow with you. And for those aspiring or entrepreneurs out there, those that are looking for a change, we want to help you get to that next level. Or if you're in your professional career and you've kind of been toying with some ideas, you know, the best time to really develop and create a business is when you're working for someone else. My voice is a little raspy, I apologize, but working for someone else, when you have that paycheck that's taking care of all of the essentials of life, the car note, the mortgage, the rent, the food, it really is a great time to kind of sit down and really think about if you have that entrepreneurial bug, when you come home from work and you've relaxed and you've done everything and you've done your honeydews or whatever you do, your routine when you go home, maybe you go to the gym after work, but take an hour a night or an hour a few times a week and begin to assess that idea, that business idea. It's the least expensive for you to begin percolating what the ideas are. Ideally, no pun intended, you want to go through the idea assessment. You want to go through your business model. You really want to see if you're viable and feasible. And so I want to chat with you today because I'm talking right now. It seems like I've been helping a lot of businesses of late to really develop what we call a business model canvas. And so I thought I would talk a little bit about it. It often seems to me, it seems pretty simple to put together a business model canvas. It's a 9-panel building block for your business. Major companies, large companies, Fortune 1000 companies get this, get it. They understand business model in a word. Some of my favorite tools to kind of help keep me thinking and sharp. Investopedia, if you don't have Investopedia locked in as one of your favorite business places to be, do it. It is definitely a keeper in your arsenal of websites that you might favorite. But the business model, if I asked any Tim Cook, let's just say any entrepreneur out there that's a CEO of a Fortune 50 company, and if I said, what does the business model mean? What does business model? What does that mean to you? I imagine they would say in a word, it's profitability. It is how your business makes money. And we're seeing this rise on small businesses or startups, people starting businesses, and they run out and they start their business, they get their LLC, or most of them are getting LLCs and don't know why, right? But they go out and they start their business, they get their LLC or sole prop or C corp, S corp, whatever they choose to do, and haven't done any of the preliminary work. It's kind of like if I was a contractor. Seriously, guys, we're just keeping it real today. I just want to have a cup of coffee conversation with you. Those conversations that you have when you're just wondering, why do you do this? If you ever watched the Arsenio Hall show back in the day, I did. I thought it was a very funny show, talk show. And he used to ask things that make you go, And as a business coach and consultant, there's things that make me go, I wonder why when those that have, and I did it, and I'm going to tell you why I did it in a minute, but why do you go out and start a business, majority of business, small business owners, no business plan, no idea assessing, no business model, no financial model. I'm just going to go get my business license and I'm going to start a business because I'm very good at this skill, this discipline. And unfortunately, it sets you up for failure. Are there some outliers that they start and all of a sudden they take off and they're this great tech company? That's not the norm, even with tech companies. And we know that there's all kinds of tech companies exploding, right? But the norm really is this arduous journey to create a profitable, sustainable, long-term business experience. How do we do that? Why is it important? I've literally, I remember, I'll never forget this. I had this client working with her on her business plan. This was years ago. And it just frustrated her. At some point, she just got frustrated and just stopped. Literally, she asked me with this disgruntled voice, why do I even need a business plan? What does it matter? And I'm like, really? Really? Are you kidding me? Business plan, plan, plan. Why do we plan things? Why do we plan to build? Why do we need plans when we build a house? How many of you contractors out there will build anything, any building, any structure without a plan? Can you even build a business or structure without a plan? City planners. Oh, come on. Why? Because they don't want the building falling down on anyone. Why do you build a business plan? Why do you write a business plan? Because we want the business to not crumble. And for me, a business model, understanding the business model, understanding your business model is more critical. And I'm going to challenge some of you business coaches and consultants and teachers and out there that the business model is more important than the business plan, writing the business plan. The business model canvas is more important than writing the business plan. Do we need the business plan? Absolutely. But the business model canvas is the cornerstone, it's the thread. that connects everything. So for you out there, teachers and instructors, San Jose State University, entrepreneur instructors, Berkeley instructors, instructors around the nation, whatever, wherever you're at and you happen to come across this show, go ahead and email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your thoughts or disagreement with what I just said. I will fiercely dig my stiletto heels in and emphatically tell you the business plan is not the most important piece of starting and building a business. It's not. It is the business model. It is the business model canvas that's the building blocks that interlock and intertwine on that 9-page canvas to help us fine-tune and really have a clear vision of how this business is going to make money, how it's going to be profitable, how the customers, the value proposition, how it's going to benefit your customers. And so you're able to solve whatever that problem is successfully. I'm kind of on my soapbox today about why are you so passionate? Because I'm tired of businesses, small businesses dying, or these small business deaths. We call them deaths. The Small Business Administration calls them deaths. We know how to birth a business. And I lean into my 2019 statistics when SBA, they do these frequently asked questions and they publish them each year. And they're so really cool to read. And in 2019, they publish and use a bunch of different resources, really intensive stuff. 1.4 million businesses started, births, 1.4 million births in 2019. That's what was reported by the Small Business Administration, federal body that oversees multiple small business programs and contracting and government contractings and all of that good stuff, right? The same span of time, hold on to your seat. If you're drinking a cup of coffee, don't spill it. We had 928,000 deaths, the same span of time. Why? Why? When we come back, I'll try to respond to that question. I don't know the true answer, but I think I've got some ideas of what we can discuss. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, around the world, wherever you're at. Welcome into the show. Texas, Chicago, New York, Boston. I like to just say Boston. I'm not from the East Coast, but I like how that sounds for you Bostons out there. What do you call yourself, Bostoners? I don't know. Los Angeles, Sacramento. Welcome into the show. Louisiana, Florida, they just got hit. Boy, the weather's crazy around the country. We're having a talk with your hot cup of favorite Joe or afternoon or early. Some of you might be headed towards, depending on where you're at in the country, headed to happy hour. You need some happy hour. I like a hot cup of coffee. And we're having this hot cup of business model coffee. I'm on my soapbox. And we left the last segment. If you're just tuning in, welcome in. Email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Find out what we're up to. Talk about this show. Get connected to some of our resources. If you've ever listened to 10X Speaker and Coach Michael Burt, my coach, one of my coaches. Everybody needs a coach. I agree with him. Everyone needs a coach. Business, everyone needs a coach. Small businesses, entrepreneurs, you need a coach. If you're going it alone, you're doing it the wrong way. You're doing it the wrong way. And I ended the last segment with the business births and the business deaths of 2019. 1.4 million births, 928,000 business deaths in the same span of time. It didn't take 5 years for this to happen. It happened within the same span of time. Why? Not prepared is a big reason. Big reason. So the business model is how you're going to be profitable. The business model canvas, I like to say, is the articulation, the well thought out, intelligent 9-panel building blocks that tells the business owner how they're going to be profitable. And each one of these building blocks are important. And when you're a small business owner, and I get this a lot, and I get it, guys, I get it. I hear you. That's why I'm talking about this. I hear you when you're telling me, Coach, we don't know. I don't know. When I started my first company in the early 2000s, an audio video production company, we did pretty well. I was flying by the seat of my pants. I didn't know anything. I knew production. I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know anything about an idea assessment. What the heck is that? I could have been doing that when I was employed, going through that process, taking time during my lunch break or at home figuring out the best way. I knew when I was employed that I would one day launch out as an entrepreneur. I knew it. It was in me. And I didn't know if you are sitting in your cubicle and you are employed, you're a W-2, and you're thinking, one day I'm going to own my own business. Get to work now. Start working on it now. Do an idea assessment. If you need the tools and you want to understand how to do that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you a link that can get you started. Number two, the business model. And I'm getting to the business model. Like, Margaret, you're talking about all these things. You haven't told us much about the details of the business model, because I want you to understand the value of the business model and the business model canvas. And so let's talk about the business model canvas and those 9 components that makes up the business model canvas. Okay. And so those components are key partners. These are the 9 panels, and they're intertwined, these building blocks. They're interlocked. They impact each other. It is your intelligent articulation of how you're going to be profitable. So the panels are 9 of them. Write them down if you're paying attention, or like my brother always says, Google it. Key partners, key activities, key resources, value proposition, customer relationship, channels, distribution channels. That's how you're going to reach your customers. Customer segments or customer personas. Who are your customer personas? Everyone is not your customer. Cut it out. Anybody can do business with me. Eh, sure, but everybody's not going to do business with you. Who's really going to do business with you? Cost structure, revenue streams. And you want to answer these questions, and it's simple. Look at examples. Look at Uber's business model canvas. There's examples out there. Look at Airbnb's. Look at Google's. Look at, understand what they're doing. They are simply putting the key components for each panel that lends itself to ultimately create profitability. It is the cornerstone of a business plan. When I work with my clients, I don't even recommend that they do a business plan before they've done a business model canvas. You're going to have to intertwine your business model into your business plan. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader. I'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about the pathway to smart entrepreneurship. The business model canvas, and what you need to do to develop one. If you are a W-2 employee and you're thinking about taking that entrepreneurial leap, great. Don't take it before you've gotten your ducks in a row, doing that idea assessment, building a solid business plan, making sure during that idea assessment this is a viable and feasible business. And I've got many clients working on their business model canvas. They've started their business, and so I've got them taking a step back to complete a critical document that will change the game in their entrepreneurial journey. Can I guarantee that they're going to be some multi-million dollar company? No. I can guarantee that if you put the right building blocks in place, you will be on the right path to creating a sustainable business. Like I said, if I were a contractor and building buildings and skyscrapers and homes, I'm not going to do it without a plan. Now, yes, I started my first business without any of this because I did not know. I am on air around the world telling you something that you should know. No one was there to tell me. I am one of those people when you teach me something, teach me the right way the first time. It was really annoying to me. And I was that way growing up. I worked in all kinds of different restaurants. And I remember when I was in high school, I went to work for Kentucky Fried Chicken. I loved working for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I remember being taught how to make the biscuits. And they showed me how to roll out the biscuits and how to cut the biscuits to make the little round biscuits. And they said, don't flip the biscuits when you're making the biscuits. You know, you could take the little cutter and flip them in the air and then put them on the sheet. And so they were teaching me the right way. Although I did flip some biscuits, honestly, it was so fun to flip it. How could you not flip them? It's like the elephant in the room. Don't look at the pink elephant in the room, or don't think about a pink elephant. You got a pink elephant in your mind. But they taught me the right way. So I like learning the right way. I don't like backtracking on stuff. It's frustrating. And so building business, building venturing out in business, I say that. A business model canvas is going to be your best friend. I keep my business model canvas near me because they're live documents and they do change. Things change. And so you're updated. So you've got these nine panels, you got key partners. These are strategic relationships. These are people that are stakeholders. They could joint ventures, alliances that you want to have in your arsenal to do what? It helps you carry out your business objectives and goals and activities to do what? To be profitable. This is where you're going to figure out your supply chain. I have a client that in her supply chain, she's making like 10 to 15%, and the suppliers make it all the, I'm like, that's got to change. Crazy. They're making too much money off of you. What are you doing? Trying to help her. And we so we flipped that script, and now it's the other way around. Why? Because we're planning. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Always so cool to have this segment. We're doing some great things, the Small Business Concierge. We got our Small Business Fitness Center going. You know, our membership model, our subscription model that helps you, small business owners, continue to learn and grow, or to learn and grow as entrepreneurs. So you have to check that out at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And maybe if I have a little time, I'll share a little bit more. We're doing some great things and some fun things on our coaching calls, and we're allowing and having these great opportunities to bring small businesses together and network and share what they're doing all over the country. It's really, really fun to do. And so, again, hopefully, I'll have a little bit of time at the end of the show to tell you a little bit more about our Small Business Fitness Center. Why? Because fitness is important. Your business fitness is important. If you buy a subscription to a gym, you got all of these fitness centers all over the country, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, 24 Hour Fitness, 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 Fitness. It works the way that you work it. They've got treadmills, they've got workout equipment, they've got dumbbells, and they work if you work them. And our Small Business Fitness Center and our growth plans and our small business and our grant readiness plans, they work the way that you work them. If you don't work it, you get the same thing you get out of that membership when you don't show up at the gym. I did that for years. It's so funny. But you work your fitness, you work your business, you work your intellectual, your mind to increase your depth and understanding of business. And you don't know it all. I've got wonderful people who have worked in corporate America and they're great at their expertise, but they haven't run a business. There's a strategy to that. There's rules to that. There's information. There's training. There's things that you will need to know. So anyway, let's get back to the business model. So on that business model canvas, and if you want to do your business model canvas and you are employed, even if you're not employed, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'm going to send you a link to a great tool that you can use for free to build your business model canvas. I'll send you an article on idea assessing your business so you understand that, and then your business doing that business model canvas. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I would love to support your journey and aspirations to becoming an entrepreneur. So key partners, we talked about that. Key activities. What are key activities? These are key. The word key is so essential on your canvas model. We know that there's all kinds of activities we can do in a business, but not all of them are important to ensuring ultimately the profitability that we're looking for. So activities, your tasks, your responsibilities, you know, the things that impact your revenue streams, your production, your marketing, your problem solving, all of these different things. So if you looked at my business model canvas, you're going to see on there overarching activities like publishing and developing the Small Business Concierge magazine, publishing and developing and publishing the Small Business Concierge digital catalog, coming on radio. This is a key activity. Not only that, Salem Media Group, AM 1220 KDOW, it's a key partner. Why? Because we're on a journey to support our customers and create profitability. Why? Because profitability allows you to keep doing what you're doing in solving problems for your customers. Solving problems so you can enjoy what you love to do. And so if I were baking chocolate chunk cookies, and I like using chocolate chunk cookies as an example, because there's someone on the East Coast that makes by far the best chocolate chunk cookies I've ever had in my life. And if they are not in business, they should be in business because they're just that good. But if I'm making chocolate chunk cookies, those key activities, those key partners are so important. Key resources. Key resources. Number three, key resources. What are key resources? These are the overarching primary resources that you need to accomplish key activities. Like a key resource for us is the platforms that we use to publish the magazines, right? We're a digital magazine, digital, and their employees or contractors and your equipment and intellectual property. All of these things are key resources that are important for you. Maybe it's your website. Maybe it's Amazon. You know, maybe you're using Amazon as a key resource and platform. And by the way, some of these areas can have some overlap. If you look at Uber and Airbnb's business model canvas, you're going to see they're going to have their customers and their as customers and as partners, hosts. So if you look at Uber, for example, Uber has customers and they have drivers, right? So drivers are also key partners. Why? Because they need key partners, drivers who want to use their car, and they're getting a commission. Uber's making money, so they're a customer. And so there can be some overlap in some areas. So keep an eye out for that. Value proposition. This is where it kind of gets elusive to business, small business owners or entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs. Value proposition. How do I understand that? And it's really about understanding. I like to say your unique value proposition, but your proposition, first and foremost, is about serving your customer, the solution that you're giving them, that you're providing for them. Why should they do business with you? It's that offering that distinguishes your solutions versus someone else's solutions. It's very important. It's about always about the customers. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. We will be back in a moment.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Cupid, draw back your
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are back at the bottom of our hour talking about one of my soapbox somewhat. I've calmed down a little bit. business model, the value of a business model canvas. Building a business model canvas for your business. What does it do? It puts things in perspective. On one page, it puts everything in perspective. That is your guiding light on your business being profitable, serving your customers, providing value and solutions to them, adjusting it as needed. Sometimes things change. These are live documents. Business plans are live documents. They're not written in stone. Before we had everything online, and you still have an old school thinking, or those that started their businesses maybe 30 years ago, and they're not using technology to build their business plans or using the tools that we're using today. And when I started consulting and coaching, I remember going in to meet with a client and said, "Where's your business plan?" They didn't know. They couldn't tell me. Finally dug it up in the back of a file cabinet somewhere. And it really wasn't a business plan. It was more like what I would call bones to the business plan. And your company can make money and not have these things in place. Don't get me wrong. It's not like you can't make any money, right? But you do leave opportunities and money on the table. You do end up spending more if you're not paying attention and managing your business and having milestones that you can determine and look and see whether or not you're reaching them. Your business model canvas helps to put what ultimately, when you build that business plan, in perspective, creating profitability, taking care of your customers. So I'm going to try to finish this final list. I don't have much time. So we've got key activities, key resources, your key resources. And I think I may have touched on key resources, but these are your overarching resources that are important to your business. Key resources, and I did talk about those. Our key resources are platforms for our magazine, catalog. Our website is a key resource because we have a subscription membership, and so our customers need to be able to get there, sign up for their membership, gain access to all of the goodies, gain access to the Small Business Fitness Center so they can be all kinds of fantastic, all kinds of just crazy built in their business acumen, right? I want them to crush it. Value proposition, we talked a little bit about that. That's where you're taking care of your customers. You need to take care of your customers. This is where you're solving their problems. It's all about the customers. This is not a sales proposition. This is a value proposition where you're taking care of your customers. And the solutions are there that help them make a decision to do business with you. Customer relationships. How are you going to interact with your customers? One of the ways that we interact with our customers at Small Business Concierge is that I do a monthly coaching call with them. We send out, I don't like to say it's a newsletter. We try to not send out long newsletters. People don't want to read. Don't give them all of this stuff to read. Give them some basic information and let them keep moving through their day. You can get through what we send out in a few moments, not even minutes. I dare you, not even minutes. But we're letting them know that we're here and we're going to help benefit them. How are you going to build those relationships? Is it through push notifications and then those that you want to bring in as customers? How are you going to develop them? And your channels, your distribution channels, these are methods where you are articulating and communicating to your customers your products, your services, the values them your opportunity to win their business through sharing, through marketing, through various types of communication methods and channels, right? And so that's important. Customer segments, your customer personas, and I said this earlier, everyone's not your customers. Just cut it out. You don't want to, you feel like, I don't want to leave anyone out. It's, you have to leave some out. Not everyone's going to buy your products. No, not everyone can. They don't have the finances. They don't, if you go to a grocery store, everyone in the grocery store that's there is not buying. Some are like five-year-olds. So they're not buying. Who's buying? Mom and dad, right? So you really have got to be realistic about, I talked to a new customer this week and it was so wild, the conversation. I was like, oh my gosh, we got to really help you fine tune what you're thinking. Well, how much revenue do you want to bring in, Brandon? How much revenue? Millions and billions. I'm like, okay, let's bring that in. You want to think about your cost structure and your revenue streams. What are you selling? What are those streams of revenue? How much are you paying in your overall cost? That's your business model canvas. This is Margaret Jackson. We got it in. Have a great weekend. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there.